So, again, I'm here, I'm nervous, and I've been encouraged to talk a little bit about myself, apparently. For some reason, you don't want to do that, let's not go there. And about fantasies and such. And do that as a sort of ease in to this whole thing, because it's quite overwhelming and quite... It's a new adventure, and new things are terrifying, but that's good. So, I'm not quite sure where to start. The only fantasy I can currently think of that I can really pin down and describe relates to a video game character, and, if any of you know Borderlands, the pre-sequel, if you know Athena... from Borderlands. Oh my god, her thighs. Thighs. I am so very bisexual and I want her thighs around my head. Oh, they're just so gorgeous. They are so very gorgeous and so full and so. Power thighs. Oh my god, okay. I don't think this is what I meant to do here. But just please appreciate her thighs like I do, because they are so good. The thing about fantasies is, you can have them in your head. Oh no, I lost it. That's where I was going with that. God damn it, no, never mind. Well, it's just... words, man. Words. I was doing so well there, and now I'm just like... thighs. Give me some thighs. Fantasies. There's lots. I have lots of fantasies, like I'm sure everyone does. And what I think one of the things I love the most about GWA is I will click on an audio and... like, the tags will be, you know, they'll call out to me and go, this is something you'll be interested in. But then the reality of actually listening to the audio is so much better because it's another person doing it and they're bringing their own unique spin to it, and it's just, it's a surprise, it's new, it's spontaneous. And it's magnificent, it's absolutely magnificent. So, yeah, this is 3 minutes already. And I don't really feel like I've said much of anything. Regroup, let's do this. Let's think of fantasies, shall we? I like knowing what other people's fantasies are. I like knowing what intrigues them and what their mind goes to when they think of fantastical things, and I think that's one of the most erotic things, hearing someone else describe their own fantasy. And then, if appropriate, and if possible, making it a reality. You know, that's amazing. I think a lot of my fantasies involve dominance and submission and a lot of power play. Yeah, I would definitely say that. I don't know, man. I'm getting all flustered and it's not making for very good listening. I apologise. Anyway, what's really interesting to me, I feel, is the reaction to my voice. It's been really weird but really wonderful in the most surprising of ways. And whereas before I thought, yeah, I'm a switch, but like... closer to the submissive end of the spectrum, definitely way over that side. And that's like, ooh, I can do things to people with my voice, although this audio has probably ruined that for a lot of people. But yeah, now I'm like, ooh, I want to do things to people with my voice. I want to tease them, I want to arouse them, I want to get them to do things they weren't possibly planning on doing, and push them over the edge. I want to wield that power over them. It's interesting. It's new. It's a new adventure. It's nerve-wracking. It's, you know, it's a mixture of things. But I don't know. I'm excited. And I'm going to stop here because I'm not quite sure what else there is to say. Perhaps I will talk more about fantasies in the future if I can think of what I wanted to say. I started out with such a clear idea in mind of what I wanted to talk about, and then I'll get over it. This is new. This is exciting. This is the beginning of an adventure. So, yeah. See ya.